The Gemara Masechet Yumah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us the Tanya Mezuzas Yochid, the mezuzah of an individual, Nevdekes Pamayim Bishvua, is supposed to be inspected twice in every 7 years. Vilsharabim, and the mezuzah of a rabbin is inspected Pamayim Biyoivel, twice in every 50 years. And this is the halacha that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerudeya, Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph, Sif Aleph, the last Simen of Hilchas Mezuzah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins Mezuzas Yochid Nevdek is Pamayim B'Shevashonim V'Sharabim Pamayim B'Yovel. One question that many poskim can discuss is when the halacha here is that it's supposed to be inspected twice in 7 years. How do we understand that halacha? Does it mean every 3.5 years, or does it mean twice in 7 years? So there's a sefer, there's a compendium of brises, and called Masechta Mezuzah, on which there's a wonderful sefer from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And in the Bryce, it says explicitly regarding the mezuzah harabim that we just learned in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, that it's inspect pamayim biyoivel. It says there nevdekes achs b'shvua mezuzah shebrishus hayochid nevdekes achs b'shvua. So it's interesting, and many poets can find this interesting, that the girsa here is that a regular mezuzah is only checked once in 7 years, but all the mefarshim say that this is not the halacha, because we see clearly in our Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch that it says twice in 7 years. But what they do take out of this brisa is when the brisa says that it should be inspected twice in 50 years, it doesn't say twice in 50 years. It says once every 25 years. The same thing is regarding the halacha of the 7 years. It's once every 3.5 years. And as we speak about the halachas of checking the mezuzahs is a very important activity. The Sefer Yeshua's Chochma says, Habaydik Mezuzah of Tamid, somebody who checks his mezuzah constantly, Umezgiach Shetiyena Ksheiris, and he's careful that his mezuzah should be kosher, Yarech Yomim, he bezoich to Arichas Yomim, Venitzel Meshedim Umeruchais, he'll be protected from all sorts of dangerous Shadim and Ruchais, the Yiskel Abonim Ksheirim, and it'll be Zoichet Abonim Ksheirim. Tremendous bracha given to us by the Shulchan Aruch regarding somebody who's careful to be Baidik the Mezuzahs regularly. But as we see here, the halacha is that it's supposed to be once every 3.5 years. Furthermore, Ruchayim Kanievsky, another place can say that how do we know it has to be at once every 3.5 years? Because it doesn't make sense to say, they explain, that twice in 7 years means any 2 times in 7 years. That means if you buy the mezuzahs today, and then you buy the mezuzahs tomorrow, you've completely not accomplished what the halacha wants you to accomplish. The halacha wants you to check the mezuzahs to make sure, as we'll discuss, that they're kosher, and checking them one time right after the other and then not checking them for so many years, you've defeated the entire purpose of what the halacha is. Interestingly, if we look in the Gemara over here that tells us this halacha, that was supposed to be baidik the mezuzahs twice in 7 years. So Rashi says, why do we have to be baidik the mezuzahs? Nevdekes Shemen Nirkava or Nignava. So I did see that in the Shulchan Aruch, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, there's somebody that quotes a sefer called the Radach, who holds that the way to learn Pshat and Rashi is Rashi's giving us two possible reasons why the Radach is quoting the Shiurei Bracha here in the Gilyon of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Radach explains that the way to understand Rashi is Shema Nignava or Nertava. That the reason you have to check the mezuzahs is just to make sure that it was stolen or it didn't become moldy. But the Radach's opinion obviously is that Rashi means to say one pshat, two concerns we have why we need to check the mezuzah. Shema Nignava, maybe it was stolen. Shema Nirkava, maybe it got spoiled. Rather, he says the Rashi means one of two pshatim. And we follow the pshat of Nignava, that the entire concern is that maybe the mezuzah was just stolen. So according to him, all you would need to do is make sure that they would open up the case and make sure that the mezuzah is there. But clearly, most Paiskim, all Paiskim, I could almost say, don't agree with that. And they say that the Taich of Shema Nignava or Nirkava is Rashi's giving us two concerns why the mezuzahs need to be checked. But Taisus in Masech de Menachos, on the bottom of Daf Membeis on the Beis, Divrei Amaskel Tefillin, says that the reason you have to check the mezuzah is not because we're concerned that there are extra letters or missing letters. That has to be checked when you buy the mezuzah. And in fact, that's why the Paiskim say that when one buys a mezuzah, the checking of a mezuzah when one buys a mezuzah versus the checking of the mezuzah when one actually just checks the mezuzah once every 3.5 years is for an entirely different purpose. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas and the Pischei Tshuva, the Shach Sofer in Chelek in Yerideya, Shach Tshuvas Simen Reish Pei Gimel, and it's quoted here in the Pischei Tshuva, says that to check the mezuzah for what we're trying to accomplish that's mentioned in our Gemara, you don't need to have an expert cipher. Anyone who could check every letter to tell that it wasn't spoiled, that the letter is still intact, is kosher to be a cipher, is kosher to check the mezuzah. I saw the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that another thing that has to be checked when checking the mezuzah is that the shirtut, there are lines between, we know that the mezuzah tzorach shirtut, you have to make lines in between the lines of the mezuzah. And again, that too, over time, could get ruined. And therefore the halacha is that they too have to be checked to make sure that there's no, that hasn't happened. The Paiskim go on to say, and the Chassam Sofer, interestingly, in that tshuva, quotes the Ramban. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Simloscha loibolsum alecha, that there was a tremendous nes, that Klal Yisrael wore their clothing for all 40 years in the Midbar, and nothing happened to their clothing. So he says that if a person wearing clothing, the Torah says what a tremendous nes it was that nothing happened to their clothing. Certainly, a mezuzah that's hanging outdoors, that's outside and exposed to all the weather conditions, etc., certainly needs to be checked that nothing happened to it. And that's why the Pischei Tshuva also quotes the Paiskim, who say that even if a person hung all the mezuzahs in his home at one time, and now when he comes to check his mezuzahs, he checks three of those mezuzahs and he finds them kosher, he still has to check all of them. Because every mezuzah is its own chiyuv. And you can't just say that since I checked three mezuzahs, that's good enough. As we said, that you have to check the mezuzah twice every 7.5 years. As we also said, That means every the Paiskim say every 3 years. That means every 3.5 years. The Yosef Oimitz quotes a minig of the of Frankfurt, in Germany, that they had a minig that they would check the mezuzah every Elder Sheni. Whenever there was an Elder Sheni, that was for them a way to remember, now we have to check the mezuzahs. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Matah Ephraim both quote that there are many people that have the minig that they check their mezuzahs every year in Chodesh Elul, that in that month we were trying to get close to Hashem and do mitzvahs, then the halacha is that you have to check your mezuzah. In Masechta Mezuzah, that we just quoted from earlier, it says that when you move your mezuzah from one place to another place, you have to do bedikah on the mezuzah. Reb Moshe in the Tshuvas in Chelik Yoredeya, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, says that if somebody is painting, even if he had just checked his mezuzahs, it's very possible that because during the painting the mezuzah got puzzled, and after one paints his home, the best thing is to do is to remove the mezuzahs or have them sealed in a way that you need not be concerned that the paint will get in there. But if you remove the mezuzah, we'll have a discussion in a coming shiur. That means you leave your home without a mezuzah. But if you cover the mezuzah, you still, according to Reb Moshe, need to check your mezuzah after you painted. And similarly, as we said, if you moved, you have to check your mezuzah. The Gemara says that the mezuzah of a rabbin has to be done pamayim b'yovel, twice in 50 years. And there's a very important discussion here in the Paiskim. What, first of all, the Rishonim already debate why. Rashi says, because whenever we have something which is a tircha, it's a bother, it takes effort to check the mezuzahs. So when it belongs to a rabbin, everybody's going to say that the other person should do it. So in order to avoid a problem that everybody should say that, so since it's not going to happen, so that's why Chazal were more lenient that it should be twice every 50 years. Another, the Tosfos Yeshanim, however, has an entirely different approach. The Tosfos Yeshanim's approach is, it's connected to the next Gemara, where the Gemara says that Amar Yehuda, Maisa Ba'ativan Echad, Shayibaydik Mezuzas B'shuka Elyon Shatzipayri, or Matzah Kazda Achad, V'notam Mena Elav Zuz. So checking the mezuzahs brings with it a sakana, and therefore, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, Chazal said, since checking the mezuzahs of a public place involves a sakana, therefore we were more lenient once in every 20 years. The Eshkar, who's a Rishon, says a third reason. He explains that there's a schus harabim. If you have a mezuzah that is owned by the rabbin, you have the schus of the rabbin that will prevent to make sure that the mezuzah remains kosher. It's interesting, this concept, the Rashi says, there's a difference between a rabbin and a yochid. So the Shaila of Tshuvas Petzela Chochma and Chelik Dalid Simen Samach has a very interesting tshuva. He says the halacha is that if somebody is making a bris, then he's not allowed to eat that day. If he's making a bris for his child, he's not allowed to eat before he makes the bris milah. The question that he discusses is, most people don't make the bris milah themselves. They ask a moel to make the bris on their behalf. And the question is, is that halacha also applied to the moel? And he says that our Gemara taught us there's a difference between something which is your responsibility, your personal responsibility, versus the responsibility that's not your personal responsibility. And therefore he says, a person who's making a bris for his own son, so he's carrying the obligation to make that bris So the halacha is that he's not allowed to eat. However, if he doesn't have this obligation, he's only making the bris on behalf of somebody else, if we're going to be matriach him, if we're going to trouble him and tell him that he has to, he's not allowed to eat till after he makes the bris, he's not going to want to make the bris. He says, you can't necessarily, it isn't really a perfect comparison, because he says, by mezuzah, we don't know for sure that there's any problem with the mezuzah. It's only a chashash that there's a problem with the mezuzah. And therefore, by a rabbin, Chazal were more lenient. On the other hand, by a bris, there's definitely an obligation to make a bris on this child. And therefore, the comparison is not perfect. But even though he says that the comparison is not perfect, he still stays with this halacha, and he paskins that a male who's not the father of the child is allowed to eat before he makes a bris. The Sefer Mezuzos Beisecha says that according to the Tosfos Yeshanim, that the concern, as is, seems to be indicated in the Gemara, that the concern is that maybe there's a sakana. So he says, nowadays, with Baruch Hashem, there is no sakana in taking and checking a mezuzah. Still, he says, like plug rabbanon. Once Chazal taught us that we don't have to check the mezuzah, that halacha remains in effect, and a mezuzah shel rabban doesn't have to be checked more than once and twice in 50 years. However, the Chasam Sofer says that one should not get confused what is the definition of a mezuzah shel rabban. He says the definition of a mezuzah shel rabban does not mean that it's owned by more than one person. That isn't the mezuzah shel rabban. That means it's a mezuzah shel shutfim. And he says even if there are many shutfim, you have a building with many partners, an expensive building that has many partners, that he says is not the definition of mezuzah shel rabban. A mezuzah shel rabban means a mezuzah of a city, of a town, like the Gemara speaks about Shari Yoris, Shari Medinas. That's the definition of a mezuzah shel rabban. The Sefer Kuntres HaMezuzah says that we're saying that the shear is every 3.5 years. So he says we should check it before the 3.5 year time comes. There's a very interesting concept, there's a very interesting halacha that the Sefer Mezuzos Melachim also says. He says, if in our Gemara we're learning that the mezuzah shel yachid is nivdak once every, is checked at twice in 7 years, every 3.5 years. The mezuzah shel rabban, our Gemara is teaching us, is checked twice in 50 years. So if we take a mezuzah shel yachid and we make it into a mezuzah shel rabban, we're actually taking it down a notch in Kedusha. And as the concept that we learn many times in Shas, particularly actually in Amos Sechta, the klal is Eimal Mal B'Kodesh V'Eimaridin. So therefore he says that you shouldn't make a mezuzah shel yachid into a mezuzah shel rabban because you're lessening the frequency of how often it's going to be checked. Furthermore, what is the halacha about a mezuzah on a shul or beis hamedrash? So he says that the Sefer Mezuzos Melachim says that a beis hamedrash has a din like a mezuzah shel yachid. The Chovos Hador makes the following distinction. He says if there are paid gaboyim, if there are paid people to take care of the shul, so this becomes part of their responsibility, that there should be kosher mezuzahs in the shul, and therefore, but then the mezuzah is considered a mezuzah shel yachid. But if there are no paid attendants, that's an example of a mezuzah shel rabban. If the mezuzah, the braisa, the mesech, the mezuzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, teaches us that if a mezuzah is transported, it must be inspected. And my Rebbe, Rav Tovia Goldstein Zatzal explained that what is meant is that because of the transportation, there's a concern that something may happen to the mezuzah. And therefore, he said, if when you're transporting the mezuzah, you keep it in the plastic or whatever paper cover that the mezuzah is typically wrapped in, and you keep the mezuzah in its case, and you just transport it that way, then you don't have to check it. There are poskim that disagree, and they take a different understanding of that halacha. They say that every mezuzah has a cheskes kashrus, but that cheskes, and that's why we could rely that the mezuzah is a kosher mezuzah. But that cheskes kashrus, they explain, is disrupted as soon as the mezuzah is removed from the door. And therefore, even if the mezuzah is moved in a very careful fashion, the fact that its cheskes kashrus was disrupted by moving it requires a new bedikah, no matter how careful you were when you moved it. The Aruch HaShulchan, here at the beginning of Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph, says that if the mezuzah is kept on a doorpost, which often becomes damp, then it should be inspected every year. And therefore, maybe the mezuzahs that are kept on the outside doors, where they're subject to the rain or whatever, snow, should be inspected more often. As we said, before painting the walls and doorways in a house, the mezuzahs should be removed to avoid paint falling in the mezuzah and ruining the letters. If the doorpost is painted while the mezuzah is still attached, the mezuzah, even if it was recently checked, must be re-inspected. The Maril already says that if somebody sees misfortunes befalling on him or his family, chas v'shalom, he should check the mezuzah. He says, and this is in the Charles of Chuvas Maril, Simet Tzadik Dalit, it's a very fundamental tshuva for all those that are involved in Hilchas Mezuzah. The Sefer Chovos Hador brings down this entire tshuva. And he says, Ata libi noikfi, I'm concerned, the Shema Machmash Shlo Yisi Zor Ba'oisa Mitzvah, maybe because I wasn't as careful as I should have been with the mitzvah mezuzah, Overlay Harpatki, different tragedies happened to me, Ubedakti Mezuzahs Beisi. One has to be very careful, says the Pesachei Tshuva, not to damage the mezuzah when it's removed to be inspected. You have to be careful how you take it out. The wrapper that the mezuzah is held in should not be discarded. In other words, the wrapper, typically you're going to put on a new wrapper. The Gemara Masechet Megillah, Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, teaches us Tana Rabbanan, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim, Tashmishei Kedusha Nignozim. And the Gemara explains Man Nikri Tashmishei Kedusha, something that the Kedusha touches by. Now that the mezuzah touches, is wrapped in this piece of paper, it has the din of Tashmishei Kedusha. It came in contact with the Dovish of Kedusha, and since it came directly in touch with Tashmishei Kedusha, with the mezuzah, it's considered Tashmishei Kedusha that it should be Nozim. Ramosha in a tshuva in Yerudeya, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Mem, says, let's say somebody has his mezuzahs checked, and he wants to make sure that he remembers when he checked the mezuzah. So what he does is, he writes on the back of the mezuzah the date. He says, you're not allowed to do that. He says very clearly, you're not allowed to add any words, any letters, certainly not on the inside of the mezuzah, where we have very clearly, we know what the halacha is, where the mezuzah is allowed to be written and where not. But even on the outside, we're not allowed to add anything, and that's not where you should make a mark to remind you where your mezuzah is. The Debre Tzina Rav in a tshuva in Shal's tshuva spare Moshe Chelik Hay Simon Gimel Sif Beis. He discusses in that tshuva quite extensively the halacha that the tzitzis, when we are a tzitzis that's kept in the front, we should be careful should not end up in the back. He speaks there about filler, he speaks there about sukkah, and that the boards of the sukkah, he says people have a minig that they make a mark on the boards of their sukkah to remember which was on where each board was, because if it was in one place that may be considered a more significant place, a more chashna place, it shouldn't end up in another place. So he says there that maybe the same is regarding the mezuzah. He says when one takes off the mezuzahs to check, if he's just going to put all the mezuzahs together and then he checks them, and then the cipher gives him back the mezuzahs, telling them that they're fine, he's just going to put back the mezuzahs wherever. But he says, if the two doors from which the mezuzahs were removed were both doors that have a chiyuv d'oraisa to have a mezuzah, there's no problem with that. But in many homes, I would venture to say, in most homes, not all of the doors and the doorways have a chiyuv d'oraisa. Many only have a chiyuv d'rabbanan. The best example would be, many Rishonim, the Rambam, holds that a door without a doorway is not mechuyev and mezuzah. The Rosh holds that a room that isn't 4 amos by 4 amos, minimum each direction 4 amos by 4 amos, is not mechuyev mezuzah and deraisa. So now if you're going to take all your mezuzahs and put them together and get them back all together, you may end up taking a mezuzah that was in a room that had a chiyuv d'oraisa and putting it in a room that only has a chiyuv d'rabbanan. And again, that would be a violation of the concept of malin b'kodesh ve'ein meridin. And therefore, what should be done is that when one removes the mezuzahs to have them checked, they should mark on each mezuzah that this mezuzah is from this door, and this mezuzah is from this door. And then when putting back the mezuzahs, you'll put them back from where they came, and you wouldn't end up with a question of Chas v'Shalom being Ma'ariv, being Ma'arid b'Kedusha.